Good morning, all. Ryan Tubby with you. It is, it's the last day of November. That's exciting. It's Tuesday morning, 30th of November, 2021. At 4 minutes past nine. How would I describe the weather outside? Yeah, it's neither here nor there. But it's kind of warm, weirdly. And it's great to have your company. So what to do and where to go? So many things to say, so much to talk about. First of all, let me tell you that the text number is open for business. That's 51551. And you can email ryan@rte.ie. Secondly, without getting into it in any enormous detail, can I say thank you to everybody for all the nice words about the toy show, which is just terrific. Thanks to Rick for doing yesterday, and I appreciate that very much, and for taking the call on the basis that it was such a good news story, and we were so happy about that. What happened in Ireland, the raising of, I think it's at 6.8 million euro. And then the fact that I think 81% of the people watching TV on Friday night watched the toy show. Like, that just doesn't happen. You have every channel in the world, you have every YouTube thing, and, you know, it's just remarkable. So thank you so much for that. People keep saying, take some rest, are you okay? I'm not. I am banjaxed, being straight with you. It knocks the wind out of you. But that's not the point. I don't know. How many more of them have I got left in me? I don't know. Maybe that was it. We'll see. I'm of an age now where I don't know how much I can give to that thing. I left it on the floor on Friday night, along with everything else, with all the tinsel and glitter and everything. But the response has been so beautiful and so heartening. So thank you. There were a couple of just things that came in. I see on the emails my friends gave me this morning. One about the bell being rung in on the show and then in Crumlin. Another that didn't come in, but that somebody sent me over the weekend about a little girl who saw Una playing the harp with her the hearing aids. And this little girl came up to somebody and said, hey, look at my hearing aids. For the first time, proud of them, saying, I've got the same as that girl on the... So to people, like, there's a poor fella missed the point completely writing a letter to the paper this morning. I was like, oh, it's all about the toys. You're missing the point, like, by a country mile. You obviously were watching a different show, because it's not about... It's a combination of coexisting with toys and children and hearing. Do you see what I'm just saying about the little child with cancer at the age of 10 going, I saw that bell rang for me, or those hearing aids. That's me. That's what the show is. Not everyone will understand that, but 81% of people probably do, because it is such a beautiful thing. And so much happiness happens, and people are, you know, everywhere I walked and went over the last few days was just... very joyful experience, for the most part, a very joyful experience, which is great. So thank you for all of that. And yet, all roads lead to 7-Up in this country. Why? How is it, looking at the paper this morning, it reminded me of being sick when I was young, and somebody say, oh, flat 7-Up will do it. What? How? Who? What? Like, what doctor, what quack said? Like, this is before Google, because if you know me, Google, I have the flu, flat 7-Up. And now... According to the Independent this morning, they're saying now that you can put flat 7-Up in the water of your Christmas tree to keep it green and keep it lean and keep it mean. So there you are. Not just for sick Irish children around the world, it's also for a Christmas tree to keep it going. That's handy enough. What else in the papers this morning? Well, I'm actually going to go to a couple of emails. Why not? And see what people have been saying here. What could you get? Say hello to someone called Helen. She was the random stranger that paid for two coffees I was trying to purchase with my card today in Costa Coffee and Greystones. For some reason, my card wouldn't work at the card machine. Helen just said, let me get this for you. That's the way to do it. Lovely random act of kindness by a complete stranger. Asked her for her name when thanking her. All is not lost in the world. From Antoinette Finley. Thank you for my letter. I loved it. Oh, I wrote to you. You sent me. Okay, very good. And well done. Thank you. All good. The day after the toy show, myself and my eldest went for a big long walk to walk it all off. And we're walking past a little restaurant called Casper and Gambini's. And I looked in the window of it and I saw these long table full of pretty, you know, young people enjoying what looked like a very nice lunch. And I was about to head home to watch Elf. And I thought, I kind of want a bit of that action. I want to go in there and have... Let's go in. So we went in and we had a lovely meal and we had a little cocktail and it was just, we just regrouped about the world and we're just having great company. We love each other and having the chats. And it was great. And because the whole thing has been such a cluster cuss, as Mr. Fox would say, of just energy and emotions and everything like that. You know, by the time we got to the end of the meal, and it was, now we're talking about 6 o'clock, well, it was an early bird, like 4 to 6. I said, could I have the bill, please? And the person came up and said, actually, one of the regular customers saw you here earlier on. And as she was leaving, she insisted on paying your bill, say thanks for the toy show. Do you know what I did? I cried. Like, in public, like a man baby. I was crying. And my daughter was looking at me going, are you okay? I said, I don't know. It was just so kind. I was flabbergasted. Just when I saw that Costa Coffee story, I was reminded by the kindness, and when everyone stops and says, well done, it knocks you out. It really does. And that's why I'm going to read that lovely email from a much more important story to say thanks for the show and everything. But my son has cancer. He's 10. He was diagnosed when he was 8, and he'll be 11 and a half when he's finished treatment. And he was delighted watching the show on Friday night. And he said, one day that'll be me. I'll get to ring the bell. And it was, of course, it gave him so much joy to see it. We talk about that bell when we hear it on St. John's. We've heard it ring out on the ward a few times. Such a wonderful sound. I won't sleep. And on this weekend, this is Conference Monday, and yesterday morning, I'll be one of those parents whose child will be on St. John's ward waiting to go to theatre to get chemotherapy injected into his spine. And my son will be scared going into Crumlin. He needs what he calls the happy medicine, the pre-med, before he goes to theatre so he doesn't run away. And my heart will break as I leave him in theatre. It breaks every time. I'll wait, pacing, to hear that he is awake. And day in and day out, I give him chemotherapy and other medications. Some days I'm on automatic. And some days I just want to smash something when I think about putting it into his system. We're hoping this Christmas he'll be well enough to enjoy it. He's been ill for the last two. He's been through so much and has so much more to go through. His sisters have been through so much watching him getting so sick. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but you did show that light on the toy show. So Finn, thank you for showing us what we needed to see. And that's from an anonymous parent of one of the children on St. John's ward, which is, of course, the ward in Crumlin Children's Hospital in Dublin that does remarkable work, sending all the love to the families and the staff there. I'd love to get in and see. I don't know if what the COVID situation is. Since we last met, there's been a brand new variant. How are you all doing? The nerve's gone a bit. We'll get there. What I'm taking from it, from what I've been hearing in recent times in the last week, because I've been listening to everything over the weekend, was the lady who discovered in South Africa, if I'm not wrong, and so I was watching her on CNN over the weekend, was saying, this isn't as bad as appears at first. So that seems to be the message. Joe Biden was saying the same last night in the White House. He said, it's a cause for concern, but not for panic. So they seem to be trying to roll it back a bit. It's not like some mad mutant variant has come out of the water. But we just have to tread carefully. I think that's pretty much what it is. I was intrigued. Angela Merkel is remarkable as an enigma. Isn't that what I say? Enigma wrapped in the middle. in a riddle. God, I keep spoonerisming. I'm sending, I sent a text yesterday to Siobhan here. And but the second, I had to send her back another one going, I don't know who sent that last text, but it's not me, because everything was spelt wrong. The words came out wrong, everything. And it was a short text. So if you hear it slipping up, that's probably because I'm, as I say, banjacks today. And I'm down an engine or two. So forgive me if I'm a bit all over the place, but that's what it is. I tried this, maybe some 7-Up. Actually, I'll take a nice flat glass of 7-Up. Get me to 10. I tried the flat 7-Up for my tree 2 years ago, says Laura. The 7-Up went rancid. The smell was atrocious. I had to spoon it out. Yeah, well, I'm not going to bother with that then. Thank you. Bob says the toy show is about love and generosity and belief in children. And yes, toys. May it continue. That's more like it. Any chance the flat 7-Up could do something for COVID? I'm sure there's somebody online down some rabbit hole saying that it's a conspiracy. The 7-Up conspiracy. We need 6-Up. This time last year, says a text, we hadn't €2 to rub together. So we watched the toy show with guilt because we couldn't donate anything. Things improved. and during the year, and we were delighted to be able to afford to donate 100 euro. That is very generous on Saturday night. So well done. I mean, that's so nice. That's the kind of Vincent de Paul school of thought. I've always thought that, that when you don't have it, you don't have it. When you need it, you accept the help. And then when you have it, you give it back. How about that? That's life. That's lovely. Anyway, Angela Merkel. I'm all over the place here. Angela Merkel, who? The outgoing Chancellor of Deutschland, has left German people going, what? So what happens is, when she's leaving, they have a ceremony to say, Auf Wiedersehen, Gesundheit, good luck with that, and thanks for everything. And she gets a choice, like Desert Island Discs almost. She gets, at the ceremony, they have like, big German bands, Bavarian, I'm sure they're all dressed up in the Lederhosen, the whole stuff, to say, good luck. And what happens? She gets to pick three songs, three tunes. So she got, so the first one she picked was this Christian hymn from the 18th century called Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Page 17 on your hymnals, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. That sort of thing. Second track was called It Should Rain Red Roses for Me. Okay, this is a song, a wistful song, about teenage ambition and juvenile arrogance. The lyrics suggest an ironic twinkle in the eye. It says, I was, quoting the lyric, I was supposed to conform and make do. Oh, I can't conform. I can't make do. I always want to win too. So now we're looking at every word going, oh, Angela. Well, she has to be ambitious. She couldn't have just risen to the top just out of curiosity. I mean, you have to back it up with a certain need or want for greater things in your life. Okay, so that's the one. But really the big one is the third track. And they went, what, Angela Merkel, are you serious? What the hell? She picked a song called You Forgot the Color Film by a punk star called Nina Hagen. And this was recorded in 1974 in the conventional Schlager style, according to The Guardian this morning. Yes, I know. The song was a hit in the East German pop charts. This is important because Angela came from the other side of the curtain, East. And it was before Hagen herself, the singer eventually emigrated to the West, and she got into the London subculture, became a preeminent punk figure in the 1980s. I'm saying this like I know, I haven't a clue, but it's new to me. But even to embrace her East German identity is considered uncharacteristic of Angela Merkel, because they all know her for 16 years in power, but they don't really know her. So they started listening to this song going, okay, so Angela, and your third choice will be... Du hast den Farbenfilm vergessen, mein Michael. Nun glaubt uns kein Mensch, wie schön es hier war. Du hast den Farbenfilm vergessen. Angela Merkel sitting there, tapping her knee, going, ja, ja, ist gut. Und später nicht mehr war. It's good for the brass of it. It kind of covers a multitude there. Anyway, so this song was a big hit in the East German charts. And what are we dealing with? The songs is an angry lament that admonishes the singer's boyfriend, Michael, for having only taken a black and white film on their holiday. As a result, she wails, no one will believe how beautiful it was here. The song was understood by its admirers to be a covert criticism of socialism and its grey and drab business of being, and so that's it. And they think that maybe Angela Merkel was having a little pop at the country's past, or angry about men neglecting to do their job properly, because it's like the song goes, you forgot to bring the color film, my Michael. Now no one will believe us how beautiful it was here. Ha ha. You forgot to bring the color film. Good grief. All the blue and white and green will later not be true. You forgot to bring the color. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to bring the guy. I wonder if they split up. I mean, she gets quite... Anyway, either way, that's Angela Merkel's. Congratulations, Tammy Darcy, founder of the Shona Project. She won the highest award at the prestigious Irish Red Cross Humanitarian Awards. We spoke to Tammy here before, but delighted for her. The Shona Project is a way to celebrate women and help young girls figure out who they are, and to inspire Irish girls to become tomorrow's strong, confident, curious young women. I'm delighted for her on that. Meanwhile, Matthew McConaughey, he's quite the dude, has announced that he will not be running for Texas. God, he played cat and mouse with us for the last year on that. Will he, won't he? He's decided, nah, not going to bother now. After previously eyeing up the prospect for a 2022 run, he said, nah, I'm not going to. This is why.
Politicians, the good ones can help us get to where we need to go, yeah. But let's be clear, They can't do anything for us unless we choose to do for ourselves. So to the leaders and the servants out there and the leader and servant in each one of us, cheers to you. Here's to the freedom to be you, the freedom to be me, and to our responsibility to be us. In the meantime, and all times, and until next time, just keep living.
He's quirky as hell, isn't he? I remember we interviewed him on Zoom not too long ago, and I really liked him. He's just offbeat, but by no means stupid. On the contrary, I kind of like the cut of his jib. So Mick Jagger is 78, going on 12, and he's still gigging. My friend John sent me great footage of him gigging and going, how is this possible? I don't know. But we might have an answer this morning a little bit, because there's a photo. Google Mick Jagger mad glasses. That's probably do the job. And you'll see. So he looks like he's in, it's like something out of A Clockwork Orange. That's what I would say. He's wearing these really peculiar looking, I don't know if they're even glasses. You could call them that. Anyway, 78. And apparently, this is not a fashion statement, but it's a pair of light therapy spectacles said to help combat the signs of aging, Santa. We'll all have a pair of those. And they cost you essentially anything up to maybe €400 for a pair of these. And they cast an artificial blue light over your face and your eyes. This, it is claimed, improves mood, regulates sleep, eases depression, anxiety, chronic pain, and seasonal affective disorder. How are they only £400? This sounds like the elixir of life. Maybe they hold the key to the rocker's youthful energy, or perhaps it's all down to dating a woman 44 years his junior, says the Daily Mail, or the Mail online this morning. But there he is, looking on a balcony, looking a bit bleak. The balcony looks awful, but the glasses look, as I say, it's like something very futuristic. And hey, well, whatever it is he's doing, it's working. He's still going, still gigging. Still Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. Plans to endow the interior of Notre Dame Cathedral. Oh, wouldn't you love to go to Paris for a weekend? Anyway, back to Notre Dame Cathedral. With modern art, ambient lighting, and a more visitor-friendly experience have ignited a fresh battle between traditionalists and modernists over the restoration of the fire-ravaged building. And church officials have reacted strongly against a claim by an architect that the plan to convey more of the church's traditions to the great number of non-Christians among its 12 million annual visitors amounted to creating an ecclesiastical Disneyland. So leave it alone. I've been to Notre Dame. Have you been to Notre Dame? It is a very beautiful experience, regardless of your religiosity or amount of it or lack of it. It's very beautiful. Half the time I spent looking up going, where's Charles Laughton? Charles Laughton as The Hunchback of Notre Dame is one of the greatest. Look him up now, Charles Laughton. And he discovered Maureen O'Hara, essentially. And she was, wasn't she Esmeralda in the original Hunchback of Notre Dame? Anyway, these are just the little side roads we're going up this morning, as you'd appreciate. Paul says, on Angela Merkel, if you want a good laugh, Google superglue and Angela Merkel. She had a habit of joining her hands together. It's a funny montage. Okay. My favourite thing about the toy show, apart from the brilliant children, was the fact that you did not mention the word COVID once during the whole show. That gave adults, especially children, a much-deserved break, which we all needed. I find any time I hear that word now, people around me go, oh, if I hear it, I'm ignoring it. I don't want any more of it. It's yeah. But look at happy times ahead here, because we have that time of the year again. We've been joining forces with Arnott's department store in Henry Street and Arnott's.ie. It's all online, isn't it? As well as the hard copy shop, if you like. And as always, Arnott's takes the celebration of Christmas to a new level with lots of events going on in the store, with customers being treated to magical entertainment from Spotlight Ireland, the wonderful Spotlight Ireland, with special performances by Fawcett Circus, the wonderful Fawcett Circus. This is great. And that'll happen throughout December. And all this week we have the Arnott's Advent Calendar. Lots of great gifts. They were showing me the gifts today. They're exciting. So if you want to win stuff, you pick a number between 1 and 10. There are three questions and a luxury prize behind every door. You've got Charlotte Tilbury stuff and Kate Spade and DeLonghi and Sennheiser and many more. Answer the right questions. And you know what? You will answer the questions correctly, because I'm here for you today. Call us on 1850 715 900. 1850 715 900. We'd love to hear from you. And congratulations to anyone from the Barbados listening in this morning, because they have now become a republic, the world's newest republic. I was listening to a lovely report on the BBC Global News Service this morning about how they have given the Governor General is now the President. How they've awarded Rihanna with essentially a damehood, their version of it over there, and where she's a living legend is what she has now, living legend status over there in Barbados. Tricky history. Didn't we talk about a book here about the Irish and slaves and Barbados? There's a book about it I have at home that I didn't read that I want to read, especially with reading, listening to it all about it this morning. Fascinating. Anyway, it's 9:23. Let's get this show on the road, shall we? That's all I want. It's Rihanna and Kanye and Macca doing their thing there. I'd like to thank the very accommodating woman, says Kieran, in Arnott's downstairs in the homeware department. She went to great effort to wrap my 3 Christmas-scented candles, each of them wrapped in silver paper and a black bow. Oh, that's nice. Always a nice touch, little bow, a little wrapping service. And meanwhile, Phil O'Flynn is the principal of Terence McSwinney Community College in Knocknaheeny in Cork, an inner city Dash school on Cork's north side. Last year during lockdown, writes Phil, a number of boys in our school collaborated on a book called Shadow, which featured on the wall of our book section on Friday night, a book about an emotionally intelligent dog who is the boy's best friend and helper. So the 4 boys have written a follow-up called Shadow, the Christmas Story, which has just been published. Both books illustrated by Daniel McCarthy, who is 13 years old, as well as helping to write the book. He completed the drawings from his sickbed. He took his iPad to Temple Street Hospital to ensure that the book got completed on time, like all proper authors. I admire this man. And he suffers a rare genetic condition called cystinosis, and the courage and bravery he's shown has been truly inspiring. So please give them all a shout out for their exceptional work. Delighted to do that, Flynn? Phil O'Flynn. Hey, Flynn, you get the idea. I've been saying it all day. I'm all over the shop here. But Phil O'Flynn, congratulations to you. And but more importantly to the boys getting involved, putting that story together. It's a great thing to do. And, of course, the book was written with school pals Daniel Stewart at Dunhill and Kyle Higgins and Darren Stewart, better known as MC Tiny. One of my favourite people on the island. And he's been on the show here, and he's been on the show on The Late Late and everything else, and he's just a great egg, and he's still continuing the kindness as he gets older. Good man, Tiny, and stay in touch. The boys all watch their favourite Christmas movie, but through eyes of shadow, and pick their favourite Christmas traditions. They've worked all those into the story. They poured their hearts into it. Well done, lads. I love your style, and good luck with it all. Hopefully everyone's supported. The book's called Shadow. Another text says, maybe Angela Merkel's punk song was inspired her 47 years ago. Europe will miss her. And they'll miss her presence. No ostentatious frills and a steady hand. You knew where you stood. A bit like Mo Mollum. Yeah, I was kind of got the sense Angela Merkel in those photographs with all the European leaders was the only adult in the room sometimes. I don't know. She's there. Is Angela there? Yeah, okay. We're going to relax. I think they'll make pretty good decisions once she's knocking around the place. Now, we have a guest I want to say hello to. We'll do that after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
9:45. The book you were asking about, The Irish Slavery in the Caribbean, is called The Tide Between Us by Olive Collins. That's it. I have it at home. It's a great read, says Mary Day. Thank you, Mary. Kindness is the thing that can really break us open. My husband and I, says Cian, thank you to Cian. My husband and I are self-isolating. He's one of last night's statistics. I cried when my nephew pulled into our yard and delivered 2 bags of timber off a trailer for our fire. That is, to me, the perfect present, 2 bags of timber for the fire. Grateful and appreciative of his big heart. Thank you to Cian. That's really good man, Cian. That's a nice thing to do. Okay, well, we'll do our competition in a few minutes' time. I've played this this crowd a few times recently. I like what they do when they jazz up an old tune. I did, what did we play? Dancing Queen and different things like that. This is The Cardigans, one of my favourite songs that they did of the last 20 years. But this is their interpretation featuring Hayley Reinhart. It won't be for everyone, but I like it.
Dear, I feel...
You can hear the barman preparing the Clover Clubs. For the night, I go to see that concert in Vicar Street. That's Postmodern Jukebox featuring Hayley Reinhart and Love Fool. Seen them twice here and in Canada, says Neve. I've never seen them at all. Didn't actually hear about them until recently. And then they're coming to Vicar Street. And I shall be attending, I hope. Caroline says, a short teenage story to give you a laugh. My dear daughter, a human glow stick, age 14, had a mini melter about something or other, snots, tears, high dramas. So her dad and myself were trying to put things straight. Anyway, she stormed out of the kitchen, but then she came straight back with a huge smile saying, oh my God, ma'am, look at this mascara. It hasn't even run. Isn't it amazing? All previous drama forgotten. 14 years old, right there. The Postmodern Jukebox box version of Alison Young singing Mr. Blue Sky. Give that a go. Thank you. Bob and Jay says, if you like them, you should get Scary Pockets for their jazzy, funky versions of tunes, which I will do. Thank you so much for that, too. I worked with a lovely lady, says Sue, many years ago while nursing. She always called 7-Up 7-UP because she, oh, that's the sort of thing I do. And then the girls go, oh, yes. But that's nice. Great lady, kind nurse by all accounts. So that's fair enough. Stay tuned for Clare Byrne. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.